So, I'll try to be brief. We've been talking about a green harmonious future and the values that would be important to create such a green harmonious future. We've got a whole list of very interesting topics. I'm going to make a quick selection of four that I found quite interesting. The first is data. Which data do we need to actively influence policy? And we need more insight, we need more information. For example, the cradle-to-cradle attitude, life cycle analysis, all these issues are very important so we know when we consume what effect it has on many different levels, and then we can think about it and influence policy. So that was one of the things that would be important in this future. Second thing, re-empower nature. I really like that idea, re-empower nature. And we were starting to think about parks and manicured parks. And maybe we should let go of this obsession of manicuring nature like that and let nature use its own force again. So that was another thing we discussed. And then something quite surprising, but that a lot of people started really heavily debating, is maybe we need to reconsider our own life cycle. Life and death. Maybe it's time to start thinking about our own death again. And about the fact that this body is a clump of molecules and will be part of this world again, and that maybe will have a psychological effect on how we relate to the world. So that generated a lot of discussion too. And then the last thing that came up is maybe we should consider a lake as a soup and a soup as a lake. But for more information about this, there is a person here in front of me. She will explain all that. Okay, that's it.
Great. Okay.